I'm doing whatever, what he's doing. Too busy. So he was pissed off at Croker. And, you know, Croker's books are not selling at all. You know, one's way back there. They're down at like 7 million in the Amazon listing.
Yeah, so, I heard your commentary with the guys about it, that he had three of his best friends do the editorials, and then Bob said, it's like me writing a book and having you assholes do the reviews.
Yeah. he has an acknowledgement. He says the three greatest people in his life are Dina Weinstein, David Cook, and some fucking Eskimo. And you look at the back, there's fucking reviews for the three people. Like, he had a chair. I don't know what something happened to him. He had a chair at the University of Victoria. I think he still has it. But he turned off C theory, which had years of brilliant essays by all kinds of people. That just disappeared. Now, one thing that was told me, a woman who knew him years ago told me in Banff in 97 or maybe in 2002 or something, that she says Arthur's very dependent on Mary Louise.
So Era is flying to the United States.
There's Gene, unmuted, not knowing.
So more people talking about me, more people talking about Maggie. So tell it to her face, please.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Come forth, Gene.
Yeah, I think you said Era.
Yeah, I'm here.
Bert, you said Era, but you meant Gene, right? You corrected
it. I'm saying come forth, Gene, because I heard Gene speaking in the background.
Yeah.
Commenting about me.
Did anybody say anything about Era?
Yeah, Gene did, in the background.
Oh, yeah. Gene did.
Yeah, Gene was very
He's on there complaining about Era.
Exactly.
Look, Gene's so bare, she hung up. Gene hung up.
Busted.
Yeah, busted. Now she's going to have to come back when Era's not here. Because Era's waiting. Nobody fucks with Era. You want anything to say about Era, you fucking say it to her face.
But wait, Gene just said, is Era coming to the United States? That's
right.
All I think I heard.
Right.
Who'd she say it to? Who'd she hate to? To Sheila Kern or Deborah West? People are afraid to come here.
Bob asked the perfect question.
There she is. I hear Gene. She's trying to speak. You're very low, Gene.
It's one more conversation in the box with the bottle left at the side.
Doggone it, I'm unmuted.
No,
there you are.
Exactly. What are you saying to me?
Sense, you're not listed here. I can't see where you are. Maybe you're up top. I'll move the bar
hang
up
on.
Top here. Yeah, yeah, you're way up top. Yeah, you're way up top. Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah. My... Yes, I'm on the phone and on my Sippet at the same time. I just called in on my phone because I was going to go out to the horses. But then I got a phone call. So I was talking on my phone, and I did not realize that my Sip line was unmuted.
Right. And what did you say about Era? You have to pick that up. Era's pissed.
I just found out that Era's flying to the United States.
Yeah. Good. Now everybody knows. Even more.
No, Era didn't want anybody to know. See, Era hates all your fuckers. That's why she sounds so snobby.
Yes, exactly. I'm so much a snob. No, I did go. I actually took the bother to go to the airport yesterday, meaning going from Sweden to Denmark.
Okay.
To go to the international airport and quiz around. Is there a way for you to travel to Atlanta without the vaccine passport? Because that's what they are drumming out now, that we are going to have the digital passport, and you can't move around if you don't have it in Europe. So she said, if you're traveling with SAS, which is the Scandinavian Airlines, then you can board if you have only the PCR test. So that is no longer the big hump for traveling, not having that.
But it's by airline. You had to, you checked with a specific airline that's not requiring vaccinations. So your country is not mandating vaccines in order to fly. It's airline by airline. Oh, that's interesting.
So she checked what kind of information does she have on the U.S. And they only give, you know, general talk.
Right.
Because I also talked to some American tourists, and they said they had to prove that they were vaccinated when they got here. And maybe they were so willing to show it that was just going to be it.
So it's an issue.
If you don't have it, what do you show instead? You need to show that you have had COVID or that you have taken a PCR test that is still valid.
And that you're negative. Okay.
Yeah. A positive would work very far.
Well, you see how rumors start, Era?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yep, that's how it goes. I'm so glad that I was unmuted and could get immediate clarification from Era. Thank you.
From the horse's mouth.
From the,
From
the pony's mouth. From the cute little Swedish pony's mouth. There we go.
Yeah, the Shetlander. Yeah, that's it.
Does that make up for anything derogatory I might have said about you?
No, we were just wondering whether you were already in the bubble bath there.
Got it. Nope. I did it again. I'm very surprised. That one's never unmuted. I bet you Ion did it.
Yeah.
Hey, how many of you people listen to the Zappa?
I do. When I'm home.
I do too.
You mean at the end of the tailgate, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at the end of tailgate,
I keep the SIP going so I can record it. And then
that's
I have
good. You don't have to. You just need to go to the place where they're all at.
Yeah. That's true. But if I record it personally and just keep it for myself, then they're back to back and I don't have to go switch them. I can just listen for hours.
Yeah. So a lot of people are not listening to it.
No, we listen.
I listen to it.
So Phil listens to it. Gene listens to it. Ara listens to it.
I listen, Bob.
James does.
James and Sean. Gene.
Yeah,
I listen
right in the background.
Bert. Susanna does it.
I just said I do.
Okay.
So most of the people here listen to it.
I'm
having to do something else.
Yes.
But if I'm able
to. But you all fall asleep by the end of it, because no one is ever around after it.
Well,
no,
I go
on Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday, I don't. I don't listen to it on Tuesday. No, I do go to sleep.
Yeah, because you got work.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just go about my day, Bob, and listen. I do kind of consider pale date. I just woke up.
Yeah, you don't listen during the show, and you're not there after it.
Listen to what?
Zappa.
I do listen to Zappa, but I go about my day. I start doing things and stuff, so I don't even
He's talking about after what you.
Oh, you're talking about Wednesdays? Oh, yeah, that's hit or miss. That's hit or miss if I stay up all night in the middle
working.
Of the
week. Okay, so are we finished talking? Should I start playing the Zappa? Is it getting too late?
Time's online quite a bit now, Bob.
Who's online?
I am.
What do you, okay, he's, who cares? He's just saying bullshit that you can't, get a clear answer from. But, we didn't finish the Madeline and Sean, so I guess we'll have to leave that to another time. Okay, so I'm gonna start playing Zappa. Now this is different. This is 1975, Beefheart and Zappa together. Now Beefheart doesn't perform that much on it. He only has a couple of songs. But it's the audio, the words are so clear. I think the music is pretty clear too. But, I don't know. It is pretty, it has a different atmosphere. And so most of you will not be around to talk about it after, right?
What's Life in the Lines? Ian's put it up about 10 times on the chat.
I can't make out what you're saying. I'm not...
Life in the Lines.
What about it? What the hell is that? Is that a croaker thing?
Well, I don't know. Ian's put it up about 10 times in a row online.
Okay, I'm muting everybody.
All participants are now muted.
This is May 23rd.